بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. By the grace of Allah عز وجل, we have in our company Sheikh Muhammad bin Ramzan Al-Hajri حفظه الله تعالى from the مشايخ of the area of Jubail. And he's well known to us because he's visited us in the past, حفظه الله تعالى. ولله الحمد, he has given us a portion of his time. So we thank Allah عز وجل and we thank the Sheikh for giving us that time. And he has with him his student, Abu Afnan Muhammad. He's going to be the one to translate the lecture. So we thank Allah Azza wa Jalla, and we thank our two visitors, and we ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to place this lecture on the scale of their good deeds, Yawm al-Qiyamah.
And also we thank to Mustafa George, Jazahullah Khair. Inna alhamdulillah, نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فالحمد لله على ما من به من هذا اللقاء الطيب بإخوة كرام.
الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى, he began by stating part of the خطبة الحاجة, which is what the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to begin his speeches with, whereby he said, verily all praise is due to Allah, we praise him, we seek his assistance and we seek his forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil of our own selves and the evil recompense of our bad actions. Whomsoever Allah guides, none can misguide. And whomsoever Allah causes to go astray, none can guide. And I bear witness that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger. And then the Shaykh, hafidhahu Allah ta'ala, proceeded to thank Allah azza wa jal for this blessing of coming together in this blessed gathering with noble brothers like yourselves.
هل تعرفون عن ماذا سنتحدث؟
The Sheikh حفظه الله تعالى is asking the question, do you know what it is he's going to speak about tonight?
Huh? سنتحدث عن داعش.
The Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala said tonight he will speak about Daesh or ISIL.
لماذا?
Why?
أجيبه.
The Shaykh is asking why.
قبل الحديث عن داعش لابد أن نتكلم عن مقدمة في ديننا الإسلامي.
Before the Sheikh حفظه الله تعالى speaks about داعش, he said that there are some introductory issues which must be spoken about, some introductory issues from Islam that must be spoken about.
نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم,
our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam,
أرسله الله رحمة للعالمين.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him as a mercy to all of mankind or all of the creation.
وهكذا دعوة الأنبياء والرسل.
And likewise is the da'wah or the call of the messengers and the prophets.
دعوة التوحيد.
The call to tawheed or the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, monotheism.
إفراد الله بالعبادة.
Singling out Allah alone subhanahu wa ta'ala in regards to worship.
قال تعالى,
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states,
وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنْ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتَ.
Verily we have sent to all nations a messenger that they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they worship Allah, وَنَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتَ, and that they distance themselves and not worship false deities.
دعوة التوحيد.
This is the call to tawheed or the call to tawheed.
والتحذير من الشرك.
And warning from shirk or polytheism.
هذه دعوة الإسلام.
This is the call of Islam.
الرحمة.
Mercy.
إنقاذ العباد.
Saving the people, saving the servants.
حتى إذا ماتوا.
So that when they die.
يدخلوا الجنة.
They will enter paradise.
دعوة الإسلام.
The call of Islam.
دعوة العدل والإنصاف.
Is the call to عدل or justness and إنصاف, يعني equality or being just.
مع أعدائها.
Whether it be with regards to its enemies.
ومع أبنائها.
And with regards to the people of Islam or the children of Islam.
دعوة الإسلام ودين الإسلام العبادة الصحيحة للبدع.
The call of Islam and the invitation of Islam is that worship is done, and it is done not according to bid'ah or innovations.
وذلك باتباع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في كل شيء.
Correct worship, not innovating, and following the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in everything.
دعوة الإسلام دعوة الأخلاق.
The call to Islam is the call to أخلاق or good character and mannerisms.
وهي مجموعة من الأفعال والسلوكيات.
And this is comprehensive of many actions and dealings and manners.
التي يمارسها المسلم.
Which the Muslim practices or engages in.
تبعث على المحامد وترك المساوئ.
Which causes him to be praised and causes him to distance himself from those things which are not good or dispraised.
هذه هي الأخلاق.
This is the definition of أخلاق. Or good character and good manners.
هذا هو دين الإسلام.
And this is the religion of Islam.
أما هؤلاء.
However, with regards to these individuals.
فلهم قصة.
They have a story.
ذكرنا بالأمس في الجامع الكبير. وعلق عليها سماحة المفتي شيئا من هذا.
The Sheikh حفظه الله تعالى, he mentioned some of their story in last night's lecture, which took place at Jamaat al-Kabir, and the Mufti gave his commentary about the Sheikh's speech after he finished speaking.
والوقت كان قصير.
And the time that the Sheikh حفظه الله تعالى was given was a small amount of time.
وهذه الليلة.
However, tonight.
سهرتنا.
We can stay up late.
لنصيحة أنفسنا.
To advise ourselves.
من شرهم.
From their evil, the evil of these individuals, Daesh.
المسلمون.
The Muslims.
مجتمعون.
Are together. They live amongst one another.
على التوحيد والسنة.
They come together or they are together upon توحيد and the Sunnah. The oneness of Allah عز وجل and the Sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
والله بذلك أمرهم.
And Allah commanded them with this.
قال تعالى.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in his book.
واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا.
Allah states the meaning of in his book and adhere to the rope of Allah and do not be divided.
واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ كنتم أعداء فألف بين قلوبكم وأصبحتم بنعمته إخوان.
And remember the ni'mah or the blessing of Allah upon you if you were enemies, once you were enemies. And Allah brought your hearts together. And فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا. And you became brothers, يعني, from His blessing. With His blessing, you became brothers.
قوة الدين.
This is the brotherhood of the religion.
هذه المفاهيم.
These understandings.
يمارسونها أهل الإسلام الصحيح. يمارسها أهل الإسلام الصحيح.
this what the Sheikh Hafidhullah Ta'ala just mentioned, this is what the people who are upon the correct Islam, this is what they practice.
إذن هل هناك إسلام غير صحيح؟
And the Sheikh is asking the question, is there an Islam which is not correct?
ما جوابكم؟
The Sheikh is asking for your answers. He asked the question, is there an Islam which is not correct?
Islam صحيح لكن سلوك المسلمين في تطبيق الإسلام أو في الأخذ من تعاليم الإسلام
لا لا في هناك إسلام غير صحيح في هناك إسلام يصنع حتى يمارس.
The Sheikh said that there's an incorrect Islam or Islam that is made and practiced, which is not correct.
ما بين إسلام عنف وإسلام مودرن ما تدري؟
Between a violent Islam and a modern Islam.
هناك صناعات الآن موجودة.
There are products which have been made that are apparent.
هناك 73 صنعة.
The Sheikh حبيب الله تعالى said that there are 73.
يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stated
تفترق أمتي على 73 فرقة كلها في النار إلا واحدة
My ummah will be divided into 73 sects all of them in the hellfire except one
الصحابة قالوا من هي يا رسول الله لم يسألوا عن 73 سألوا عن الناجية
And the companions, they asked about this and they said, Many here, Ya Rasulullah, which one is the successful one, O Messenger of Allah? And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala brought to our attention that they didn't ask about the sects or the groups that went astray. Rather, they asked about the one that was saved. They asked about the one that was saved.
قالوا من هي يا رسول الله?
And they said, which one is it, O Messenger of Allah?
عطاهم عنوان واضح.
And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him a clear title of this group.
من كان على مثل ما أنا عليه اليوم وأصحابي.
And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's response was that this group is those who are upon what I am upon today, me and my companions. What me and my companions are upon today.
لو صوت الصغار هؤلاء شوي ولا يكون بعيد. التفرق حصل.
Divisions happened.
واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, like the Sheikh mentioned earlier, the ayah where Allah says, and adhere or cling to the rope of Allah and do not be divided.
والتفرق أخبر به النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And the fact that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم informed us that these divisions will take place.
ولو أردنا أن نجمع ما بين الآية والحديث.
And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى is saying if we want to combine between what Allah commanded in the verse and what the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم informed us of what was going to take place in the hadith.
من يجيب؟
The Shaykh is asking you all who can join or merge between the two. How do we derive an understanding from the ayah where Allah says, وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا and the fact that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم informed us that سَتَفْتَرَقُوا أُمَّتِي يعني the ummah will be divided.
نعم. النبي يخبر أن الأمة ستختلف. حقيقة.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was informing us in the hadith of the reality of the ummah being divided, going to be divided.
هذا خبر.
And this is a khabar, or the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informing us, or informing his ummah.
والحكم.
And the hukum, or the ruling, the legislative ruling.
يجب أن لا تتفرقوا.
Is that it is obligatory upon you to not be divided. And that's a reference to the ayah that it's the legislative ruling.
نقول لمن تفرقوا.
So we say to the individuals who are divided.
عودوا.
Come back.
اعتصموا بحبل الله.
Cling or adhere to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
ما هو حبل الله?
And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى is asking the question, what is the rope of Allah?
دينه.
It is his religion.
كتابه وسنة نبيه.
His book and the sunnah of his prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
الكل يدعي يقول نحن على القرآن والسنة.
Everyone claims to be upon the book and the sunnah.
قال رسول الله وياتي باشياء كثيره.
Allah says this and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says this and then he comes with numerous.
ما هو الضابط؟
The Sheikh حفظه الله تعالى, he said, what is the ضابط or what is the axiom or principle?
ما هي القاعده التي نفهم منها هذا الكلام؟
What is the principle or base rule whereby we understand these texts?
نرجع للحديث.
We come back to the hadith.
ما كان عليه اليوم اصحابي.
What I and my companions are upon today.
ماذا قالت الخوارج؟
What did the Khawarij say?
ردت على رسول الله على الصحابة.
They refuted the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and his companions.
يقول الخارجي وهو أولهم.
This the first of the Khawarij.
يقول للرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم ذو الخويصرة.
He said to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, this individual whose name is ذو الخويصرة.
يا محمد اعدل.
He said, oh Muhammad, be just.
قال له النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم responded to him.
ويلك.
ويلك يا وو unto you.
ويلك إن لم أعدل من يعدل.
If I'm not just, who is just?
هذا الرجل.
This individual.
عنده عدل في ذهنه.
This individual, he has an understanding of justness. In his mind or in his intellect.
يرى أن رسول الله لم يمارسه.
And he sees that or he saw that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم did not practice or did not have justness that he comprehended in his mind.
فأنكر على الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And due to this, he rebuked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم or censured the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
يرى نفسه أفضل من رسول الله. أنه سيمارس عدل رسول الله لم يمارسه. فأنكر على الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم وقال يا محمد اعدل.
He saw himself as being more just than the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and he saw himself as being able to implement a justness which was better than that of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فحذر منه بعينه قال يخرج من ضئضئ هذا أقوام ثم ذكر صفاتهم تحقرون
and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم warned from this individual specifically this individual by pointing him out and warning from him and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that there will come from the progeny of this individual people and then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم described them
تحقرون صلاتكم إلى صلاتهم وقراءتكم إلى قراءتهم وصيامكم إلى صيامهم وقيامكم إلى قيام ضرب أوصاف بعبادات
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam described them and he said, you would see, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to the companions, you will look at your, or you would deem your prayer as being insignificant when compared to their prayer. And your reading the Quran as being insignificant when compared to their reading Quran. And your fasting as being insignificant when compared to their fasting. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave the description.
يمرقون من الإسلام كما يمرق السهم من الرمية.
And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said they will exit from Islam like the arrow exits from the prey that it hit or that it struck.
الرميه الصيده.
The Sheikh is explaining here, الرميه is the thing, the animal that is being hunted.
فيدخل السهم.
And the arrow goes in one side.
ويخرج السهم.
And the arrow comes out.
فجعل الإسلام كهذه الرميه وأنهم دخلوا ومع ذلك. خرجوا.
And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave this example. He drew this example, saying that Islam was like this prey that was being hunted. These individuals would enter into it like the arrow, and then exit from it just like the arrow exits from the animal that it strikes.
ثم لا يعودون فيه.
And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said they would not return to it.
لعلكم سمعتم كلمة سماحة المفتي البارحة.
And the Sheikh حفظه الله تعالى, he said it is likely that you heard what the Mufti said last night after Sheikh Muhammad's lecture.
أشك في إسلامهم.
The Mufti, حفظه الله تعالى, he said, I doubt their Islam. When speaking about Daesh, he said, I doubt their Islam.
وكذلك فعل الصحابة مع هؤلاء الذين اعترضوا على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And likewise, the Sahaba did so to those individuals who opposed the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
هل فهمتم عقلية هؤلاء؟
The Sheikh حفظه الله تعالى, he's saying, he's asking you, do you understand the logic of these individuals?
هذا نموذج.
This is an example or a model.
واضح?
Is it clear?
يعني بمعنى آخر, هل عرفتم طريقتهم في التفكير.
In other words, the Sheikh is asking, do you understand their manner or their method in regards to how they think?
هل عرفتم طريقتهم في التفكير؟
Do you understand how these individuals think? The Sheikh is asking you all.
يقول الرسول اعدل، يعني هو في ذهنه عدل آخر لم يمارس هنا.
This individual, he said to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, اعدل or be just, which signifies that this individual had an understanding of justness, which he saw that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم did not practice or did not implement.
اختصر التاريخ بنقلة سريعة.
And the Sheikh حفظه الله تعالى, he's saying that he will summarize tariq historically. He will give a brief summarization.
Uthman ibn Affan.
Uthman ibn Affan.
خليفة المسلمين.
The Khalifa of the Muslims.
ذو النورين.
ذو النورين.
مبشر بالجنة.
The one that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم himself gave glad tidings to that he would enter into paradise.
الخوارج لم يرتضوه.
The Khawarij, they weren't pleased with him.
قتلوه.
And they killed him.
فيرون أنه لم يطبق الإسلام.
So they saw, why? Because they saw that he did not implement Islam.
إذن في رؤوسهم
so
إسلام لم يطبق.
In their minds and in their intellects, they have an understanding of Islam that they saw was not being implemented.
علي بن أبي طالب.
علي بن أبي طالب.
قتلوه.
They killed him.
إذا كان حكام.
If the rulers.
بمستوى الخلفاء الراشدين.
If the rulers, and mind you, the rulers were on the level of the خلفاء الراشدين.
غير مرضيين عندهم.
If these individuals were individuals that the Khawarij were not pleased with.
فلا تستغربون أن لم يرضوا عن حكام المسلمين.
So don't find it strange that the Khawarij of today are not pleased with the rulers of today.
الصحابة.
The Sahaba, the companions.
كفرهم الخوارج.
The Khawarij made takfir of them.
فقاتلوا الخليفة وقاتلوا الصحابة.
And they killed the Khalifa, the ruler, and they killed the Sahaba.
فلا تستغربون الآن عندما يكفرون الحكام ويقتلون الشعوب ويرونها كافرة.
So don't find it strange that they make takfir of the rulers and that they fight and kill the Muslim populations.
يقول سيد قطب فلا إسلام ولا راية ولا نظم الآن.
Sayyid Qutb, he said a statement that there is no Islam and there is no flag of Islam or banner of Islam and there is no system of Islam today.
وهو يعتبر في هذا العصر شيخ التكفيريين.
And Sayyid Qutb, this individual is considered the sheikh of the takfiriyin in today's time.
ومرجع لهم.
And he's a reference point for these individuals.
هل تعرفون ماذا قال في خلافة عثمان؟
Do you know what he said regarding the khilafah or the rule of Uthman?
قال هي في فجوة في تاريخ الإسلام.
He said it's like his rule is an empty space in the history of Islam, a gap, an empty space in Islam.
والعجيب أن هذا الرجل وجدت الرافضة في إيران يثنون عليه.
And it's strange that this individual, the Rafida of Iran, praised this individual, Sayyid Qutb.
وشارع ضخم سموه باسمه.
And a very large street, they named it after him.
وطابع بريدي جعلوه في البريد. البريد لا يجعل لرموز الفكر أو الأدب أو الوطن.
And the Sheikh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala said they even have a stamp, a postal stamp, with Sayyid Qutb's image on it. And the Sheikh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala says that they only do this for like the figureheads of a nation or important figures in a nation's history. And they did this.
وسمعت ابن الخميني هذا يثني عليه.
And the Sheikh heard the son of Khomeini praise Sayyid Qutb.
بل سمعت رأس الخوارج في عمان الأباضية.
And the Sheikh heard that the leader of the Khawarij, العبادية in عمان.
الأباضية.
العبادية in عمان.
الخليلي. مفتيهم اسمه الخليلي.
His name is خليلي. الخليلي and he's the مفتي.
سمعته يثني على سيد قطب.
The Sheikh حفظه الله تعالى heard this individual praise Sayyid Qutb.
رجل يحبه الروافض والخوارج.
The Sheikh حفظه الله تعالى is saying this is an individual who the روافض love and likewise the خوارج love.
فنبغضه في الله.
And we hate him for the sake of Allah عز وجل.
هذا الذي تكلم في الأنبياء والصحابة.
This individual who disparaged prophets and the Sahaba.
هي مدرسة الإخوان المسلمين.
And this is the school of the إخوان المسلمين.
وأثارها سيئة جدا.
And the evil effects.
القاعدة لها ارتباط.
القاعدة is related to them.
القاعدة داعش جبهة النصرة.
قاعدة جبهة النصرة داعش all of these groups.
أو فروعها الآن الموجودة في المغرب أو في ليبيا أو في.
Also likewise
Somal.
There are branch groups that exist in Maghreb or Libya and Somal, all of these areas.
أو من يروجون لها في الغرب.
Or those individuals who spread these ideologies who live in the West.
في أوروبا أو في أمريكا أو في أستراليا.
Whether it be Australia or Europe or America.
أو في آسيا.
Or even Asia.
هذا موجود.
This exists and these individuals exist.
بدأت القاعدة في أرض فتنة.
القاعدة began in an area or a land where there was fitna.
ولدت في رحم حرب.
And it was born in the womb of conflict and war.
وكذلك داعش.
And likewise, داعش and جبهة النصرة, they have the same beginnings.
المتأمل الظروف التاريخية في نشأة الشيء يدل على أن هناك باعث آخر لخروج هذا الشيء الفجأة.
And the Sheikh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala is saying that if the individual looks historically at how these groups and the circumstances wherein these groups were formed, it's clear that you had these situations and then you had some forces pushing these individuals in the midst of these chaotic situations and the background scenario which took place where these groups formed.
ليس الطرح طرح تنظير سياسي.
The Sheikh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala, he's saying that يعني, his delivery or his mode of speaking is not a political mode.
إنما طرحي تاريخ نشأة الفرق.
Rather, the Sheikh is speaking about the historical origins of these deviant groups.
وإذا تحدثنا عن نشأة الفرقة لابد أن نتكلم عن تاريخ خروجها.
And if we speak about how groups began, we must speak about the history of their origins.
وإذا تكلمنا عن تاريخ خروجها لابد أن ننظر للحالة الاجتماعية.
And if we look at the history of when they emanated or when they began, then we must look at the circumstances that were taking place in these areas where they began.
ففي الدراسات الأكاديمية لنشأة الفرق.
And academic studies of the origins of groups or sects.
ينظر للتاريخ.
يعني what is looked at is history.
الحالة الاجتماعية.
Also the societal situation.
الحالة الاقتصادية.
And also the economic situation.
الأمور العلمية.
And also those issues that are related to knowledge.
يعني مجتمع جاهل أو متعلم أو مثقف أو ماذا.
Whether the society was a society where there was a lot of information and knowledge, or was the society ignorant.
الطبقة العمرية.
And in regards to how يعني.
الطبقة العمرية السن.
The age of the society, the different age groups represented in the society.
والحالة السياسية.
And also the political atmosphere of that time in that area.
أشرت إلى الحالة السياسية أنها خرجت في رحم حروب.
And the Sheikh is saying that these groups that he previously mentioned, they came up or they were formed in circumstances where wars were taking place and conflict.
يعني كانت أرض خصبة في أفغانستان.
And it was fertile ground. The Sheikh is saying that Afghanistan was fertile ground for these groups.
لزراعة مثل هذه الأفكار.
It was fertile ground to plant the seeds which will later be the ideologies of these misguided groups.
النار تحترق.
The Sheikh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala is saying that fire burns.
ماذا يجتمع عليها؟
And the Sheikh is saying what comes around burning fire. Even though fire burns, what gathers around fire? The Sheikh is asking you, what gathers around burning fire?
حشرات.
Insects.
فأرض الفتن هذه اجتمعت فيها هذه الأفكار من كل البلاد.
And the Sheikh is saying that due to these conflicts and the circumstances surrounding these conflicts, these different type of deviant ideologies were formed in this or in the backdrop of this. These chaotic situations that were taking place at the time.
الشعارات كانت مختلفة.
The Sheikh is saying that the flags were different.
وكانت طوائف متعددة.
And there were several different groups.
وفرق وأحزاب.
Several different parties and several different groups.
وهذا كان سببا في تولد مثل هذه الأفكار التولد السريع الانشطاري.
And the Sheikh is saying that due to these circumstances, it caused these different ideologies to be formed, and then you had different splinter sects being formed as offspring to these ideologies and to these different groups.
أحيانا في نمو الخلايا,
the Sheikh is saying that when cells grow and they begin to spread,
يكون فيها ما يسمى بطفرة جينية.
There is something called
طفرة جينية. يعني الجينات تخرج بتصادم.
The Sheikh is saying that when cells are formed, the genes, يعني they are spread by basically colliding together.
يحصل في الفكر طفرة جينية.
And the Sheikh is saying, likewise, you have an ideological collision.
جيب هذا تحتي. لا لا كله كله. أريح شوي. فهم في كرسي؟
الشيخ زين, is there a chair?
هذا الفكر.
And this ideology.
لما يخرج.
This ideology when it comes out, when it emanates.
اجتمعوا من عدة بلدان.
The Sheikh saying that the people gathered around it from several different countries.
عرب.
You had Arabs.
عجم.
You had non-Arabs.
من الروم.
People from Rome.
من الفرس.
From Fars.
من الترك.
Also Turkey.
من كل الثقافات.
يعني from all of the different cultures.
كانوا في تلك الأرض.
They were in this area, in this land.
وكل منهم في ذهنه توجهات.
And each of these individuals had certain leanings in his mind.
فكانت الأرض قابلة لكل هذه الأفكار.
And the land, and due to the circumstances, it accepted all of these different ideologies.
انصهرت.
And they melted.
تشكل منها فكر غريب عجيب.
And due to this melting, the result was a very strange ideology.
في طرحه العام له أدبيات.
In its general, يعني delivery, it has certain manners.
له أدبيات وأيديولوجيات معينة.
Different specific ideologies and manners.
وفي ممارسات الأفراد
and in individual practice
تتحرك في النفوس بعض الموروثات.
It has or it causes
الموروثات, يعني something in your mind.
طيب بس هجمنا مرة ثانية.
فتتحرك فيهم بعض الموروثات الأدبيات القديمة.
يعني the Sheikh is saying that due to this, يعني the circumstances, it brings certain ideologies or thoughts that they had from way back.
فاختلطت.
And the Sheikh is saying that all of this was mixed.
فتكش يعني تشكل معجون عجيب.
And the Sheikh is saying that the end result was a very strange معجون or clay.
هذا الفكر.
And this ideology.
خلطة غريبة.
Is a very strange mix.
صعب أنك تفككها نقطة نقطة.
The Sheikh saying is very difficult to separate it point by point.
أنا باحث.
The Sheikh is a researcher.
وأتكلم عن شيء شاهدته وقرأت فيه سنين.
And the Sheikh saying that he's speaking about something that he witnessed and read about for several years.
حتى تكون الصورة واضحة لكم.
So that the picture is clear for you all.
بعض الفيروسات ما تكتشف.
يعني some viruses, they are not discovered.
وإذا اكتشفت لا تفسر تركيبتها كفيروس.
And if it is discovered, yeah, it's very difficult to individualize it and distinguish it as a separate virus.
وإذا اكتشفت لا يكتشف ما يصدها.
And if it is discovered, the cure for it or what stops it is not discovered.
هم هكذا فكر.
And the Sheikh is saying that these individuals, they have like an ideological virus.
وهذا الفكر يتشكل.
And this virus, it metamorphosizes.
ما تستطيع تعطيه قراءة واحدة.
You can't give it one simple reading.
فيتشكل. ما يصلح لي هذا. هذا يصلح على جلسة بحر. تتشكل الأفكار.
And the Sheikh is saying that these different afkar or ideologies, they metamorphosize and change.
بمعنى.
In other words.
أن بعض الفرق تستطيع أن تصفها واحد اثنين ثلاثة.
There are some groups where you can say these groups have one, two, three, and you mention the issues that these groups have.
هؤلاء تستطيع من واحد إلى 300.
Here the Sheikh is saying that these individuals you can count from 1 to 300.
موجود كذا موجود كذا لهم ممارسات هنا وممارسات هنا يعني
they have practices here and they have practices there.
باطنية
باطنية
الباطنية
the Sheikh is saying باطنية
ممكن تفهمونها لو قلت أنا يعني فكر مواساد ولا لوبي ولا يعني شيء خفي ولا هو خفي.
The Sheikh is saying باطنية is something which is hidden, but it's not hidden.
واضح؟ يعني لما أتكلم عن اللوبي شفتوه؟
If the Sheikh speaks about the lobby.
هل رأيتم اللوبي؟
Have you seen it?
لما أتكلم على الماسونية.
If he speaks about the Masons.
هل رأيتم ماسونية شخص أو كذا؟ أو
Have you seen an individual and you could say this is a Mason?
لكنها كفكر موجود.
But as an ideology, this ideology exists.
مركز قراءة يعني ليس هناك مادة تستند إليها وتقول هكذا قالوا هكذا. تسمع موادهم مسموعة صوتيات أشياء من.
The Sheikh is saying that these individuals that he mentioned Daesh and their examples, they don't have a specific reference point where you can say this is their ideology and this point is wrong and this point is wrong. Rather, it changes.
أنا أريد أن أصل من هذا الكلام.
The Sheikh is saying he wants to bring home the point.
أن الانشطارات فيهم هذه. That this. ما تستغرب.
That this splintering which exists between them, don't find it as being strange.
قاتل بعضهم بعض في أفغانستان.
They killed each other in Afghanistan.
من قتل عبد الله عزام الذي يعتبر هو الذي احتسى كأس سيد قطب في هذا الفكر وأعطاه لابن لادن وكان شريكه الظواهري.
The Sheikh حفظ الله تعالى, he's saying who killed Abdullah Azzam, and Abdullah Azzam is an individual. He drank from the cup of Sayyid Qutb, and he spread his ideology to the likes of Ayman Zawahiri, who was with him, and Osama bin Laden, and their likes.
من سقاه أبناء الإسلام الذين أتوا عندهم فأشربوهم هذا الفكر.
The Sheikh is saying, يعني who is the one who gave the children of Islam this poison drink to drink from?
سقوهم هذا.
They gave them this ideological drink.
الآن أصبح جعلوه حقن.
And now they made it into a
حقن.
الحقن يعني a shot injection.
وكبسولات.
And capsules.
وزعوها.
And they spread it.
والمدمنون كثير.
And the people who become addicted to these capsules are plentiful and numerous.
هذا الفكر موجود.
This ideology exists.
حتى أصبح بعضهم يقتل بعض.
To the extent that they have begun killing each other.
بعضهم يقول هؤلاء صناعات استخباراتية.
The Sheikh is saying that there are those individuals who say that they are a result or they are the product of different intelligence groups.
دولة كذا دولة كذا دولة كذا.
Such and such country, the intelligence group from such and such country or this country or this country.
نحن نراهم خوارج.
But we see them as being خوارج.
وخوارج أشد من أن تقول استخبارات.
and the description of being from the Khawarij is more severe than accusing them of being the product of such and such country or such and such intelligence group from whatever country. There may be some cooperation between them and other countries.
تاريخ الخوانة كثير.
And the history of those individuals who were betrayers are plentiful.
وإذا رأيتم في تاريخ الإسلام.
And if you see in the history of Islam.
رجل يهودي دخل في الإسلام.
A Jewish individual entered into Islam.
اسمه عبدالله بن سبع.
And his name is Abdullah ibn Saba.
جلس في المدينة اكتشف ذهب إلى العراق اكتشف ذهب إلى الشام اكتشف ذهب إلى مصر وهكذا.
He was in Medina, then he was discovered. Then he went to Sham and he was discovered. Then he went to Egypt and he was discovered. And likewise.
في المدينة صنع ما صنع من بغض عثمان.
In Medina, he did what he did from creating dissension and hatred towards Uthman.
فغرس الخوارج.
And the Khawarij came from this.
في العراق.
In Iraq.
صنع الرافضة.
He created the Rawafid.
فأصبحوا يؤلهون علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله عنه.
And they went to the extent of to the extreme of worshiping Ali.
فكان هذا الرجل صنع فرقتين مختلفتين الرافضة والخوارج.
So this individual, يعني he is responsible for creating these two misguided groups, the Khawarij and the Rawafid.
ففي العراق الخوارج قتلوا علي والروافض أله علي.
And you have in Iraq you have the Khawarij who killed Ali, and you have the Rawafid Shia who went to the extreme of worshiping Ali.
ف هؤلاء لا يستغرب منهم خاصة لما تسمع من كبارهم من يرون أن التعامل مع الكافر الأصلي أهون من التعامل مع المرتد.
And the Sheikh حفظه الله تعالى is saying that one should not find it strange from the likes of these individuals, because what is to be expected from individuals who their figurehead or their leader says that dealing with a kafir al-asli, a person who is يعني, originally comes from يعني, disbelief, is ahwan or lighter than dealing with a kafir al-murtad, يعني, somebody who was Muslim and he left Islam or apostated from Islam.
يعني تعاون مع اليهود والنصارى أهون من أن يتعاون مع هؤلاء اللي يراهم مرتدين.
They say that dealing with the Christians and the Jews is a less of an evil than dealing with those individuals who they say are apostates from Islam.
نسمع كما تسمعون أن للدولة الفلانية علاقة أو الدولة الفلانية علاقة. نحن لا نستغرب هذا.
And we hear just like you hear that such and such, يعني country has a hand in them and another country has a hand in them. We hear the same things.
ولا نثبته ولا ننفيه.
The Sheikh is saying that we don't affirm it nor do we deny it.
ولكن نعلم أنهم خوارج استحلوا الدماء أشد.
But we know for a fact that they are Khawarij and they deem that the blood of the Muslims is lawful. And this is what we know for a fact.
هذه البداية في أفغانستان.
And this is the beginning يعني, of their history in Afghanistan.
وخرجت القاعدة بدايتها في عام 85,405.
And the Sheikh said that the القاعدة began in 1985.
1985 خرجت في ذلك الوقت وسميت القاعدة وبدأت وانتشرت فبدأ بعضهم يصفي في بعض.
And they came out of Afghanistan in this year and then they began to do away with each other by killing each other.
هل تعرفون من قتل الشيخ جميل الرحمن؟
The Sheikh is asking the question who killed the Sheikh Jamil Rahman?
منهم هم اللي قتلوه قتلوه رئيس رئيس تحرير مجلة المجاهد.
The Sheikh حفظه الله تعالى said that the individual who killed Sheikh Jamil al-Rahman
Sheikh Jamil تاريخ يعرف كم.
The Sheikh saying that the individuals who killed Sheikh Jamil al-Rahman the individual that killed him was the editor of this magazine اسم المجلة شيخ
مجلة المجاهد
يعني the magazine of the Mujahid يعني entitled المجاهد
تابعة له القاعدة.
And this magazine was يعني, issued from Al-Qaeda.
وهو مصري.
an individual who killed him was Egyptian.
فلما رأى أن الناس يمسكونه قتل نفسه. والشيخ رايح الجمعة.
So when they
صلاة الجمعة.
When the individuals who were around the sheikh after he killed the sheikh, they tried to grab hold of him. The individual killed himself.
فيكونه.
And mind you, he killed the sheikh while the sheikh was on his way to pray صلاة الجمعة. And it was in the city of the area of Afghanistan called Kunar.
خرجوا هنا في العراق.
And they came from Iraq, or they appeared in Iraq.
بعد ما حصل مما حصل من تفجيرات وأشياء الله أعلم بحقائقها وما خلفها.
After what happened, regarding what happened, يعني in the تفجيرات or explosions, and Allah knows best with regards to the reality of them.
وما أكثر ما عانت هذه البلد المملكة العربية السعودية.
And how much the country of Saudi Arabia has suffered from these individuals.
كم عانت مما يسمى بالإرهاب.
يعني how much the country has suffered from what is called or those individuals called Irhab or terrorism.
كم حصل فيها من تفجيرات.
And how many explosions have taken place.
ولو نظرت إلى خارطة العالم.
And if you look at a map of the world.
ثم رأيت أين تفجيرات هؤلاء.
And if you look at where these individuals have done their explosions, or with the reason behind these explosions,
ستجد في الخارطة أماكن.
You will find in the map, يعني certain places.
لهم فيها تواجد.
You will find where these individuals can be found or come together.
ولا وجود لهذه التفجيرات.
And you will find that these individuals are in certain localities, but you won't find that these localities have experienced explosions.
وضع عليها علامة استفهام.
And the Sheikh is saying, due to this fact, that these individuals are in these localities, but there are no explosions in these localities, it causes one to put a question mark.
كنظرة تاريخية.
يعني as a historical look.
لا كتحليل سياسي.
Not a political analysis.
بدأوا وخرجت هذه التي يسمونها داعش بكذا مسمى.
And the Sheikh is saying that this group Daesh began, and it was called يعني so many names before it began being called Daesh.
آخر شيء هذا الاسم الذي وسموا به دال ألف عين شين.
And the last description of them is what they call themselves Daesh, which in Arabic is دال ألف عين شين. Daesh.
دال دولة ألف إسلام.
And it comes from يعني دال signifying دولة or country, ألف إسلام,
عين عراق, شين الشام,
and عين signifying Iraq and شين for الشام.
وهي مختصرة باللغة الإنجليزية
ISIL.
ISIL حروفها
ISIL.
على خلاف في
ISIS or ISIL.
بعض الشركات سكرت. على كل مارسوا ما مارسوا.
الشيخ حسين however يعني they did what they did.
قيل من له تأسيس فيها شخص أردني يقال له الزرقاوي.
And it is said that one of the originators of this group is the Jordanian الزرقاوي.
وهو تلميذ لشيخ من شيوخ الخوارج.
And he is a student from one of the sheikhs of the يعني شيوخ of the خوارج.
يقال له أبو محمد المقدسي.
He's a student of this individual called أبو محمد المقدسي.
وهو من الجهال الفجرة.
And the sheikh is saying that he is from the ignorant يعني corrupted individuals, evil individuals.
فهو مر بالعلماء ويعرف العلماء وحرم علم العلماء وأصبح من علماء الخوارج.
This individual, he passed by the ulama, he met the ulama, he was prevented from benefiting from the ulama, and he became the sheikh or one of the shiukh of the khawarij.
وشيوخ الخوارج كتبهم.
And the sheikh is saying that the quote unquote shiukh of the khawarij, their books.
في التفجيرات والتكفيرات وغير ليس لهم كتب علم.
You find that their books are not books of knowledge, rather they are books of takfir. And books of tafjir or explosions.
أو المظاهرات أو ما إلى ذلك.
Or those related to, for example, protests and like issues.
شيخ الخوارج هذا.
And the Sheikh of the Khawarij, this individual which the Sheikh is referring to.
هو صاحب عبارة التعامل مع الكافر الأصلي مقدم على التعامل مع الكافر المرتد.
He's the individual who said this statement that dealing with a kafir al-asli is a lesser evil than dealing with a kafir al-murtad.
وهو صاحب كتاب الكواشف الجلية في كفر الحكومة السعودية.
And this individual, al-Makhtasi, he's the one who wrote this book, al-Kawashif al-Jalia, or the exposing, the clear exposing issues, لكفر الدولة السعودية, of the disbelief of the country of Saudi.
فلا تستغربون.
So the Sheikh is saying, don't find this as being strange.
جهودهم منصبة حاقدة على هذه البلد. جهودهم منصبة على تكفير هذه البلد.
The Sheikh is saying that their efforts are poured upon, يعني making takfir of this country.
تسلسلوا في أمورهم قتلا. الزرقاوي أتى بعد شخص آخر إلى أن استقر إلى هذا الذي يسمونه أبو بكر.
And the Sheikh is saying that the history took place until the point of this individual who is their ruler now, al-Baghdadi or Abu Bakr.
وغالب أسماءهم كنا ونسبة إلى بلدان.
The Sheikh is saying that the majority of their names are either kunyas and يعني a reference to a particular locality where they may be from.
فهي دولة المجاهيل.
And the Sheikh is saying that it's a country of يعني people who are unknown.
أبو مصعب الزرقاوي يعني أبو مصعب من الزرقاء من الأردن.
أبو مصعب يعني which is a kunya and الزرقاوي which is a place in Jordan called زرقاء. So basically his name is the father of Musa who is from the locality of زرقاء.
أبو بكر البغدادي.
أبو بكر البغدادي.
وذاك الجولاني.
أنا another individual called الجولاني. جبهة
النصرة.
For the individual who is from جبهة النصرة الجولاني.
والآن أصبح بعضهم يقاتل بعض.
And the Sheikh is saying now they're killing each other.
ويكفر بعضهم بعض.
And they have begun to declare takfir or make takfir upon each other.
ومرتبطين مع القاعدة في أفغانستان.
And they have connections to the Al-Qaeda who are in Afghanistan.
وأسامة بن لادن مات.
And even though Osama bin Laden died.
كيف عرفوا مكانه؟ مدري.
How did they know his place? الله أعلم.
كيف قتل؟ مدري.
How did he die? I don't know.
أين هو الآن؟ مدري.
Where is he now? I don't know.
ولكن أشياء الله أعلم ما خلفها. صعب.
The Sheikh saying all of these things, الله أعلم what is behind it. It's difficult.
لأن هناك أشياء تعلن.
There are some things that are announced or known.
صعب أنك تصدقها.
The Sheikh is saying that it's difficult to believe it.
صعب أنك تكذبها.
And it's difficult to say that it's not true or to say that it's a lie.
لكن من يملك الحقيقة هو القادر على أن يخبر الناس.
But the individual who knows the reality, he's the one who can inform about these individuals.
ومن أخبر الناس بما لم يقبل في الحقيقة صعب.
And
من أخبرهم بما لم يقبل في العقل الصحيح صعب أنك تقبل.
And the Sheikh is saying that the person who informs about something that the intellect can't comprehend is difficult to accept.
مثل لو قلت هذه الخيمة جلسنا فيها 100,000 شخص.
The Sheikh is saying, for example, if someone was to say that 100,000 individuals sat in this tent.
خبر.
It's information.
ولكن في الحقيقة الخيمة لا تستوعب هذا العدد.
But the reality is that the tent can't hold this number of people.
فأجدني من الصعوبة أن أقبل هذا الخبر.
So the Sheikh is saying that he finds difficulty in accepting some of the things that have been said.
صعب.
It's difficult.
ودائما الأخبار الغير مقبولة.
And the Sheikh is saying that always, يعني information which is not accepted.
لا يستطيع قائلها أن يثبت معها حقائق كصور أو صوتيات أو أشياء تدل على الصدق.
The individual who informs of this, he cannot bring forth like pictures or videos of certain things actually taking place to back up his claims or what he's saying.
سيقول أصبح بخار.
So he's saying like it became like steam.
أو أن هذا الشخص أصبح رماد.
Or that the individual became ashes.
أو أنه بلعه جبل.
Or that the individual was swallowed by the mountain.
أو بلعه بحر.
Or that he was swallowed by the ocean.
لا يمكن تجد.
It's not possible for you to actually find him.
أتاك خبر لا يمكن أن تتحقق بعده. هل هذا الخبر صحيح أو غير صحيح؟
The Sheikh is saying that information came and it's not possible for you to affirm it or deny it or find out the reality of it.
وكثيرا من الأحداث.
And many of the things that have taken place.
فيها صناعة الفيلم.
The Sheikh is saying that it's a film production.
صعب تقبل.
يعني it's difficult to accept.
احترموا عقولنا.
The Sheikh is saying يعني respect our intellects.
تسلسلت هذه الأمور.
So these affairs took place.
أرسل هذا الذي في العراق مجموعة إلى سوريا.
This individual who is in Iraq, he sent يعني a group of their followers to Syria.
حروب في العراق، حروب في سوريا، أرض فتن. هذا مكان خروجهم.
And the Sheikh is saying, bring it back to the first point that he mentioned that these يعني in Iraq you had a war and battle going on, and they sent a group to Syria where same situation, you had wars and battles going on, and these are the situations where these groups emanated from.
وقيل إن الأمراض المعدية تخرج في الأرض الموبوءة.
And the Sheikh is saying that those viruses or those sicknesses which are يعني contagious, they come from يعني lands that are موبوءة or
التي تنتشر فيها الأمراض.
The areas where diseases are widespread in these areas.
شكرا. لأنها صعبة في الترجمة. فهذا الذي جعل هذه الأفكار تخرج.
And the Sheikh is saying, due to these circumstances, these ideologies spread from these circumstances.
لكن نجدهم يقتلون في أهل الإسلام.
But we find that they kill people in the lands of the Muslims.
ويدعون أهل الأوثان.
And they leave the people who worship al-awthan or false deities.
قاتلوا العشائر السنية في العراق وقاتلوا الجيش الحر في تركوا من سبب المشكلة وقاتلوا من يعني كأنهم أصبحوا جيش مساند للجهات التي قامت فيها هذه الفتن فقاموا بالدور بالنيابة.
The Sheikh is saying that the fact that they only killed Muslims, it is as if they are doing the job of somebody else. They left off the disbelievers and they killed only Muslims.
هم خوارج.
And the Sheikh is saying that they are خوارج.
يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بالخوارج سيماهم التحليق.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in describing the خوارج, he said that one of their distinguishing qualities is that they shave their heads.
هل تعلمون لماذا يطيلون شعورهم؟
And the Sheikh is asking the question, do you know why these individuals like Daesh and like groups, similar groups, why they grow their hair long? The Sheikh is asking, do you know why they grow their hair long?
حتى لا يكونوا مثل الخوارج الذين يحلقون رؤوسهم.
They grow their hair long so that they won't be like the خوارج who shave their heads.
أنتم خوارج حلقتم أو ما حلقتم.
And we say to them, you're خوارج, whether you shave your head or don't shave your head, you're خوارج.
الخوارج عقيدة.
The خوارج, the Sheikh is saying that the خوارج is an عقيدة.
الصحابة ما اغتروا بعبادة الخوارج.
The Sahaba رضي الله عنهم, they were not deceived by the worship, the plentiful worship that was exhibited by the خوارج.
إذا أردنا أن نضرب المثل بالعبادات وحسن الأداء, ليس لنا إلا رسول الله وصحابته في البداية الجيل الأول.
If we want to draw the example of the best example of ibadah and these affairs, the best example is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the companions in the first generations.
يقول الرسول تحقرون عبادتكم عند عبادتكم.
And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to the companions, you will look at your worship as being insignificant when compared with their worship.
صلاتك عند صلاته يعني ترى أنه أفضل منك في الصلاة وأفضل منك في القيام وأفضل منك في القرآن وأفضل منك يعني فتنة.
The Sheikh حفظ الله تعالى is saying that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to his companions that looking at their worship, the worship of the Khawarij, the companions will look at them as being better than them with regards to their salat or with regards to their fasting or their reading Quran.
قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كلاب النار.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, even though they had this ibadah, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said they are the dogs of the hellfire.
لو أدركتهم لقتلتهم قتل عاد.
And if I were to find them or meet them, I would kill them like the killing of عاد.
تعرفون ما قتل عاد؟
And the Sheikh is asking the question, حفظ الله تعالى, do you know who killed or destroyed عاد؟
ليس قتل شخص أو شخص أو شخص أو one by one, لا قتل إبادة.
The Sheikh is saying that it was genocide, not the killing of one or two or three individuals, but the killing of everybody from them who existed.
كما أباد الله عاد وإرم ذات العماد.
And like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed the people of عاد يعني in totality.
وإرم ذات العماد.
صح.
إرم اسم قبيلة ذات العماد وصف بيوتها.
And the Sheikh said إرم يعني is a tribe and the description the last part of the ayah was the description of their houses.
فقتل عبادة.
And the Sheikh said that it was like genocide, killing all of them.
يرون أنفسهم على حق.
And the Sheikh حفظه الله تعالى is also saying from the description is that they see themselves يعني being better.
ويمارسون لغة الخوارج.
And they practice the lugha or the same language of the Khawarij.
لا يفهم من هذا أن نقف مع حزب البعث.
And the Sheikh is saying that it's not understood by what we say that we stand with حزب البعث or the Ba'ath party.
أو مع الرافضة.
Or that we stand with the Rawafid.
أو مع الكفار.
Or that we stand with the kuffar.
نحن مع الحق.
We're with the truth.
وهؤلاء خلاف الحق.
And these individuals represent the opposite of the truth.
ولذلك لما ذهب هذا الجولاني ترك أبو بكر البغدادي.
Due to this fact, when this individual Jolani left,
وارتبط بالمصري أيمن الظواهري.
Baghdadi came and then also the Zawahiri.
والبغدادي هذا كفر القاعدة وكفر النصرة.
And the Sheikh saying that this individual Baghdadi, يعني he made takfir of Jabhat al-Nusra and also the Wahiri.
أين هو هذا؟
The Sheikh saying, where is he?
رأينا مقطع فيديو على مسجد يتكلم وأعلن أنه هو الخليفة. من نصبه هو نصب نفسه.
We saw a video of this individual praying in the masjid. Who is he? Allahu alam. He claims to be the Khalifa, and this is what we saw of him.
أين هو الآن؟
Where is he now?
رسول الله كان يقاتل الصحابة خلفه في شدة الجهاد.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to fight, and the Sahaba were behind him in the midst of a battle.
أين هو؟
Where is this individual?
شبابنا الآن يتركون بيعة ولي أمرنا.
The شباب.
الثابتة الموجودة وكيانها موجود حقيقة ويبايعون الخيال.
The Sheikh is saying that the Shabab who go from here over there to fight, they leave the allegiance to the ruler of Saudi, which is an allegiance, which is, يعني, it's affirmed, it exists, everybody knows it exists, and they leave this bay'ah, which exists, to يعني, something that, this imaginary bay'ah, or imaginary allegiance, to an imaginary individual.
أين هو هذا البغدادي؟
Where is this individual Baghdadi?
اختفى.
يعني, he disappeared, or he's hidden.
لم يخرج.
يعني, he hasn't come out.
وربما يخرج.
And the Sheikh is saying, maybe he will come out.
أين هو؟
Where is he?
يا لله العجب.
The Sheikh is saying that this is a very strange affair.
ومع ذلك.
And even still.
شبابنا من كل العالم الإسلامي وغير الإسلامي يذهبون إلى هناك يريدون الجنة.
The Sheikh is saying, even with this reality, you have youth from the Muslim world and Muslim youth from non-Muslim lands, they go to fight with this individual thinking that they are going to get paradise or wanting paradise.
ليس مع الخوارج إلا جهنم.
The Sheikh is saying, حفظ الله تعالى, nothing is with the Khawarij except جهنم.
الجنة في طاعة والديكم.
And paradise is from obeying your parents.
هؤلاء صدوا عن سبيل الله.
And these individuals, يعني, they blocked from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
شوهوا العقيدة الإسلامية.
And they distorted the عقيدة of Islam.
الولاء والبراء.
يعني, having allegiance and having disallegiance. يعني, ولاء والبراء.
شوهوا الجهاد واسم الجهاد.
And they distorted the correct understanding of jihad.
هؤلاء دعاة إفساد.
These individuals, they are inviters to corruption.
هؤلاء شهوانيون.
These individuals are individuals of يعني carnal desires.
والذي رأى سعارهم الجنسي والذي رأى هيجانهم الجنسي.
And the Sheikh is saying the individual who sees how they are excited when it comes to sexual issues.
استحلال النساء.
For example, declaring يعني taking women as being permissible.
بدعوى البيع والشراء.
يعني claiming that they can be bought and sold.
وعندهم المجاهدات.
And then they have يعني quote unquote مجاهدات.
وأماكن خاصة.
Or women fighters and special areas or private areas.
والذين أتوا أخبرونا بعجائب.
And those individuals who have returned from them, they have informed us of very strange affairs which take place there.
فلذلك تجدهم يجهزون على أبناء هذا البلد.
And due to this fact, you find that they focus on the youth of this country.
أنا ما رأيت في هذه المقاطع عراقي مزق جوازه.
The Sheikh is saying, حفظه الله تعالى, that he has never seen in these videos that are spread out any Iraqi, ripping up his passport.
ولا سوري مزق جوازه.
Or a Syrian ripping up his passport.
كل اللي شفتهم سعوديين وبعض دولنا الخليجية وبعض أفراد من بعض الدول.
What you see is normally it's a Saudi who's ripping up his passport and some other youth from the different Khaliji countries.
أو بعض البلدان.
Or some other countries.
ليعلموا أنك لن تخرج من هنا.
It's to inform or so that you know that they will never leave the area where they're in.
هذه مقبرتك.
This is your grave. It is like what they're telling them there once they get there, that this is your grave.
إذا أراد أن يرجع.
And if the individual wanted to leave them and come back to his respective land,
قالوا مرتد.
They will say you are an apostate.
حل ذبحك.
And it's permissible to kill you and
ذبحوا.
And they will kill this individual and slaughter him.
كالغنم.
Just like a sheep.
أبشع قتله.
The worst possible killing. They would kill an individual like this.
85% من قتلهم مسلمين.
And the Sheikh is saying 85% of the victims of their killing have been Muslims.
ومن عشائر سنية أو من الجيش الحر السني أو من غيره. هذه قتلهم أكثرهم.
The Sheikh is saying that these different Sunni areas or these Sunni populations, these are the victims of their killing.
شاب.
The Sheikh is saying that there was a young man.
أول ما يأتي يجعلونه في التفجير.
As soon as he comes, they say you're going to blow yourself up.
ولهم من يصدر من البلدان.
And then they have individuals who come from particular localities.
سواء بلدان الإسلام أو غير الإسلام.
Whether they be from Muslim countries or non-Muslim countries.
حتى أبناؤنا الذين يتعلمون في الغرب في أمريكا ولا في كندا ولا في أستراليا يتصيدونهم ويرسلونهم من هناك إلى تركيا إلى سوريا.
حتى some of the Saudis who go to the different lands to study or to, for whatever reasons, they send them from there straight to these areas to go fight.
ويأتون حماس.
And they come with excitement.
أحدثكم بقصة شاب.
The Sheikh is going to tell you a story of a young man.
تحت ضغط المعاصي.
He was.
عاش تحت ضغط المعاصي.
He lived under the pressure of ma'asi or sinning. He was involved in sin.
وغالبا الذي ينفجر بالعاطفة الدينية أول استقامته يجد أقصى الطريق إلى الجنة أن يذهب لهم حتى يموت.
And the Sheikh said, حفظه الله تعالى, that normally when a person lived like this, as soon as he becomes religious, if he lived previously in sin, as soon as he becomes religious, he wants to find the shortest path or the quickest path to paradise.
وصل هذا الشاب.
And this individual arrived.
فجلس في أماكنهم هذه.
And he sat in the areas where they are, the localities.
14 يوم.
He was there for.
وفي مجموعة مجتمعة.
He sat for 14 days there, and they were gathered.
فأتى كبير هؤلاء من كبارهم.
And one of their leaders, one of the big players from them, they came.
فقال له ما شاء الله اختارك الله اليوم لعملية جهادية.
They said the quote unquote one of their leaders. He said, "Mashallah, Allah has chosen you for a mission to go blow yourself up."
هذا الشاب قال يعني.
And this individual said, "Okay."
يعني ماذا؟
What?
قال نجعل لك تفجير في منطقة حتى تبيد أعداء الإسلام.
He said to this individual, "We will put an explosive vest." And you will go in the midst of these people and blow yourself up.
كفار.
Killing the kuffar.
مرتدين.
Killing those apostates, people who have left Islam.
هم يكفرون بكل شيء.
And the Sheikh حفظه الله تعالى is saying that they make takfir for everything.
هذا الشاب قال أنا أريد الجهاد.
This individual said, "I want jihad. I want to fight."
يرمي ويرموننا ويأتيهم يأتوننا ويقابلهم ويقابلوننا. هذه ذبحة ما.
He said, "I want jihad. I want to fight. I shoot them. They shoot me. Back and forth. We trade fire. This is what I want. Blowing myself up."
قال هذا اختارك الله للشهادة.
And the individual's response was the quote-unquote leader was, "Allah has chosen you to be a martyr for shahada."
قال أنا توني جاي ما لي 14 يوم.
He said I just came 14 days.
أنت من متى في الجهاد؟
And the young man's response was, how long have you been in jihad for?
قال لي 14 سنة منذ بدأ الغزو الأمريكي على العراق.
He said I've been in jihad for 14 years when the Americans first came to Iraq. 14 years and I've been in jihad.
قال 14 سنة ولا اختارك الله أنا 14 يوم اختارني الله.
His response was 14 years Allah hasn't chosen you, me 14 days and Allah has chosen me.
فلما رأى رد هذا الشاب أمام الجميع هكذا.
And when this individual, when the leader saw the response of this young man in front of everybody.
قال الأمر يرجع لك سوف نتشاور والمغرب إن شاء الله نعطيك الرأي.
He said that okay the affair goes back to you but we're going to consult amongst us and we'll give you the final answer at Maghrib time.
هو يقول بعد أن من الله عليه وهرب منهم.
And this individual he says يعني he recants يعني after he escaped from them.
يقول علمت أن المغرب تصفيتي.
He said he knew that the Maghrib time meant that they were going to kill him at Maghrib time.
هذا مرتد قب.
Yeah, they will say that you are apostate from Islam and kill him like this. Simple as that.
دم بارد.
يعني الشيخ said cold blooded murder.
يقول فعرفت أني لأني رأيت بعض الشباب فعلوا بهم هكذا.
And the Sheikh is saying that this individual, this young man, he said he previously saw that they did this to some of the young men there.
يقول فقلت أنا مقتول دعني أهرب أحسن.
And the individual said.
إن قتلت وأنا هارب أحسن ما يقتلوني وأنا.
The individual said, "يعني I'm dead either way. If I wait until Maghrib, I'm dead. If I die on the way trying to escape, either way, I'm gonna die."
يقول فوجدت شخص يعرف شخص أعرفه فقلت تفهم أمري فسهل هروبي.
So he found an individual who knew somebody that he knew, and this individual understood his circumstances and made easy for him an escape route.
طبعا أوراقه الثبوتية جوازاته أشياء مزقها لأن أتى مجاهد يريد الجنة.
And of course, يعني he had no paperwork because when he came as a mujahid, he wanted paradise, so he ripped up all his paperwork.
فر إلى الحدود التركية حتى دخل وإذا بمندوبين السفارة فأتاهم وأخبرهم بأمره فآووه وقبلوه ورجع وهو في المناصحة.
And يعني once he reached the border with Turkey, there were individuals who came from the Saudi embassy and spoke to this individual, and now he's in يعني مناصحة or being advised.
قصص كثيرة جدا.
And the Sheikh is saying that there are many stories like this.
لا تستغرب.
Don't find them strange.
شوهوا الدعوة الإسلامية.
And these individuals distorted the da'wah of Islam.
عطل الدعوة إلى الإسلام.
And they delayed or stopped the da'wah of Islam.
أصبح في أهل الخير يظن منهم الشر.
And the Sheikh is saying to the extent that the people of goodness, يعني it is assumed from them, يعني evil things or bad things.
هذه داعش.
And this is this group called
وهذه
Daesh.
جبهة النصرة.
And this is جبهة النصرة.
وهذه القاعدة.
And this is قاعدة.
لعنهم الله.
And may Allah's curse be upon them.
والله هم ملعونون.
And the Sheikh is saying, والله he swears by Allah that they are cursed.
هكذا الخوارج.
And likewise are the خوارج.
وهذا ما قاله الصحابي.
And this is what this one of the Sahaba said.
لما رآهم في الشام وقد قتلوا.
He saw them in Sham and he saw that they had been killed.
فقال لعنهم الله.
He said, may Allah's curse be upon them.
كان رجل بجواره.
And an individual was next to him and he looked at him.
فقال أتقول هذا؟
He said, do you say this? يعني may Allah's curse be upon them?
قال نعم سمعته من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
He said, yes, because I heard this from Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وسمعته.
And he said, I heard it from him.
قال وسمعته؟
And this individual said, you heard this?
قال والله إني إذا لجريء أقول لك سمعته من رسول الله.
He said, wallahi, يعني, I would be bold to be lying if I told you that I heard this and I didn't hear it. He actually heard this from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
فالتفت إلى الشام.
And he looked in the direction of Sham.
الشاب هذا التفت إليه.
In the direction of this young individual.
قال أما إنهم بأرضك لكثير.
And he said that they are plentiful or numerous in your country.
أما إنهم بأرضنا لكثير.
Verily, they are plentiful in our country.
وهكذا غرسهم بدأ في كثير من البلدان.
And the Sheikh is saying that their seeds have been planted in many of the countries.
ولذلك ليست عندهم مصالح ومفاسد.
And the Sheikh is saying that they don't have مصالح or يعني advantages or مفاسد. يعني disadvantages.
دين الإسلام قام على مراعاة المصالح وتكثيرها وقمع الشر والمفاسد وتقليلها.
The Sheikh حفظه الله تعالى is saying that the principle of Islam is that it looks at and it gives precedence to those things which bring about benefit, and it looks at avoiding those things which bring mafasid or disadvantages or harm to the Muslims.
هم الآن يعيثون في الأرض فساد.
And the Sheikh حفظه الله تعالى is saying that they spread corruption throughout the earth.
ولذلك اجتمع عقلاء العالم على مقاتلتهم.
And due to this fact, the ukala, the intellectuals of the world, have agreed upon fighting them.
نسأل الله عز وجل أن يدحرهم.
And we ask Allah عز وجل to destroy them.
فيبيدهم.
And to يعني finish them off.
فهم لا يمثلون الإسلام.
Because they do not represent Islam.
هم يرون أنفسهم هم الإسلام. فمن طعن فيهم طعن في الإسلام ومن أثنى عليهم أثنى في الإسلام.
And they see themselves, these khawarij, they see themselves as being Islam. So whoever praises them has praised Islam, and whoever dispraises them has disparaged or يعني says something bad about Islam.
وحقيقة هم الخوارج لا يمثلون المسلمين.
And the Sheikh حفظه الله تعالى is saying that the reality is that they are the khawarij and they do not represent Islam.
والروافض لا يمثلون الإسلام.
Just like the روافض do not represent Islam.
وأهل الشر الموجودين في العراق وسوريا لا يمثلون هذا الدين.
And the people of evil who are in Sham and Iraq in these places like this, they do not represent Islam.
لا لأننا نوافق النظم الموجودة كالبعثية أو الرافضية لا.
Not because we stand with or we accept those يعني organizations or systems that are there, like the Ba'ath system or the Rawafid system or Rafidi system.
ولكن نظرة إلى الله من فعل هؤلاء وهؤلاء وفعل الخوارج.
Rather, we free ourselves in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the actions and the beliefs of the khawarij.
أسأل الله تبارك وتعالى أن يرزقنا وإياكم العلم النافع والعمل الصالح والفقه في الدين.
And the Sheikh حفظه الله تعالى ended by asking Allah Azza wa Jal to bless us with beneficial knowledge and righteous actions and granting us understanding in the religion.
وأسأل الله يكفينا شرهم.
And we ask Allah to protect us from their evil.
وكذلك يكفي المسلمين في بلاد العالم شرهم لأنهم شوهوا صورة المسلمين.
And to protect the Muslims from their evil all over the world because these individuals have distorted Islam.
وأهل الإسلام الصحيح.
And the people of the correct Islam.
يبرؤون من هذا الإسلام المزور.
They are free from this distorted Islam.
صلى الله وسلم على محمد.
And the Sheikh حفظه الله تعالى ended by sending prayers and salutations upon the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وهذا جواب أن هناك من يخالف الإسلام الصحيح.
And this was the answer about those individuals who oppose the correct Islam.
فالنسخ المزورة كبي باطل.
The Sheikh is saying that these يعني fake copies, يعني they are not the reality. They are not the real Islam.
وبس. يا سلام.
We thank Sheikh Muhammad Ramzan Al-Haji Habib Allah Ta'ala for his clarification about this group which has plagued Islam in our present day. We seek the permission of the Sheikh to ask him some questions, and for brothers that also have questions, the questions will be written. The questions would be written, so we have some written questions, and if others have written questions, they can send those forward, and the Sheikh, bi'idhni Allah ta'ala, will give us some time to answer a few questions, inshallah ta'ala. We request that the first questions that are questions on a topic to the best of our ability.
في الموضوع طيب.
نعم يا شيخنا.
الشيخ هذا متعلق. يقول السائل أحسن الله إليك وبارك فيك. ما هو رد على من يستدل بقول الله تعالى فقاتلوهم حيث وجدتموهم وحديث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إنما أمرت لأقاتل الناس حتى يقولوا لا إله إلا الله. ما هو رد على من يقول أن هذه النصوص على إطلاقها في لكل مكان ولكل زمان؟
Okay, translate the question.
the question was that what is the refutation of this ayah? Yani fight them wherever you find them. And the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I have been ordered to fight the people until they testify that la ilaha illallah. Yani that these, what is the refutation that these texts are unrestricted and that they are for every time and place.
كيف طبقها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم والصحابة؟
الشيخ حفيظ الله تعالى, he said, how did the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم implement these texts?
ألم يكن في المدينة يهود؟
The Shaykh حفيظ الله تعالى, he said, was there not يهود living in مدينة؟
هل طبق هذه الآية فيهم؟
Did the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم implement this ayah يعني upon them?
ها؟ عجيب.
The Sheikh is asking you the question.
اليهود منهم من صالحهم, منهم من قاتلهم, منهم من نفاهم, منهم من وهم دين واحد.
From the Jews are those individuals who had treaties with the Muslims. There were those Jews who were fighting the Muslims, and then there were those Jews who were exiled from Medina. So the Sheikh is saying that you had these different groups, despite the fact that they all fall under the title of being Jews.
إذن هؤلاء اللي قاتلوهم هم من يقاتلونك.
And the Shaykh حفيظ الله تعالى is saying that the ones we fight are the ones that have fought you.
نعم.
يقول شيخ جزاك الله خيرا أخي يريد أن يعني يلتحق بداعش ويعني في ذلك قد يعني خالف أبويه فما نصيحتك له؟
إذا تريد تذهب لجهنم اذهب.
The Shaykh حفيظ الله تعالى said his response to him is that if you want to go to the hellfire, go to them.
نعم. الطريق إلى داعش طريق إلى جهنم.
The Shaykh حفيظ الله تعالى is saying that the path or the way of the داعش is the way to or the path to جهنم, the hellfire.
هذه عقيدتي.
This is the Shaykh's عقيدة.
يا دواعش.
And the Sheikh saying, oh people of دواعش.
أنتم دعاة إلى جهنم.
You all are يعني callers to the hellfire.
قال صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stated.
دعاة على أبواب جهنم من أجابهم قذفوه فيها.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said it in an authentic hadith. He said that they are callers يعني to the gates of the hellfire and whoever follows them, they are thrown into the hellfire.
ليس عندي شك في هذا بل قناعة كما أنني جالس معكم أنهم دعاة على أبواب جهنم.
The Sheikh says حفظ الله تعالى that he has no doubt that they are callers to the hellfire, just like that there is no doubt that he is here sitting with you. He has no doubt that they are callers to the hellfire.
فمن أراد أن يذهب إلى جهنم,
so whoever wants to go to the hellfire,
فليذهب.
Then go. يقول سائل يا شيخنا حفظك الله تعالى بعض الناس إذا نقل إليه ما جاء في الأخبار عن أمر الداعش قالوا لا ندري ولا نصدق الأخبار فما قول فضيلتكم بارك الله فيكم.
لا تصدق الأخبار يقول بالإنجليزي.
The question says يعني there are some people that if there is some affair, some information regarding Daesh, the affair of Daesh comes to them, they say we don't know, we don't believe the news. From يعني, and then he asked the Sheikh for his advice for the individual who says this.
لا تصدق الأخبار.
The Sheikh is saying don't believe the news.
فأخبارهم أشد من هذه الأخبار.
The Sheikh is saying their real news is more severe than what you hear in the news.
فالأخبار نقلت شيء بسيط.
The akhbar or the news, يعني they have conveyed only a small portion of their reality.
ما الدليل على هذا الكلام?
The Sheikh is saying, what's the proof of this kalam?
هم ينشرون أخبار أنفسهم.
The Sheikh is saying that they spread their own news.
بالمقاطع الفيديو.
With their video clips.
قل لا إله إلا الله.
For example, it's coming in a video clip. The person told the individual, say لا إله إلا الله.
قل لا إله إلا الله.
And the person said لا إله إلا الله.
الآن تدخل الجنة.
And the person killed him and said, now you go to paradise. And killed him.
الرؤوس التي تعلق المجازر الجماعية.
يعني the fact that they kill people and then they hang their heads up.
أنا لا.
يعني multiple killings at once.
أنا لا أصدق الأخبار.
The Sheikh saying he doesn't believe the news.
هم الذين يخبرون عن أنفسهم.
They are the ones who have informed about themselves in their own actions.
هل أنت لا تصدق الأخبار لأن الأخبار غير صحيحة أم أنك مريض؟
The Sheikh is saying, do you not believe the news because the news is not correct, or do you not believe it because you are sick?
تراهم طاهرين وهذه أخبار كاذبة عليهم.
You see them as being pure, and you see that the information regarding them is mere lies.
لا يريدونك لا أنت ولا أخبارك هم يخبرون عن أنفسهم.
They don't want you.
وينشرون.
Nor do they want the news that is spread, but they themselves have spread their own information about themselves.
وهذه الأخبار يرجف العالم.
And the Sheikh is saying that this news that they spread, يعني it is to instill fear in the world.
أن دمويون.
And the fact that they are bloodthirsty.
وأن هكذا قتلة.
And like this, يعني they are killers.
نعشق الدماء.
That the fact that they, يعني they claim that they try to exhibit the fact that they love blood. They are bloodthirsty.
مجموعة من المهووسين.
The Sheikh is saying that they are a group of.
من المهووسين.
يعني.
ممن يمارسون الأمر في خارج الوعي العقلي.
The Sheikh is saying that these are crazy individuals who practice affairs that are upon, يعني or beyond, يعني fathoming. Who would think of these things?
قلت لكم غالبا ينتشر يلتحق بهم من كانوا تحت ضغط المعصية. يعني مجرمون مخدرات شواذ.
The Sheikh is saying that he mentioned earlier that the individuals, يعني normally, or the majority of the individuals that go to these individuals, they are those who had a previous life. They lived under the pressure of sin. They were very sinful. Either, يعني, like the Sheikh said, they took drugs or they practiced, يعني, certain evil actions, and then they became, يعني, quote unquote, religious, and they wanted the quickest path to paradise.
فكل ما قيل فيهم من الأخبار قليل. كل ما قيل فيهم من الأخبار قليل.
لأن الشيخ saying what has said about them in the news يعني is only a little bit.
نعم. خذه بيدك.
شيخنا بارك الله فيك كل ساعد.
باقي ثلاث أسئلة فقط إن شاء الله ونختم اللقاء. أكثر ثري question إن شاء الله.
The Sheikh saying that there will only be three more questions. الشيخ يقول السؤال حفظك الله تعالى هل هناك ردود عليهم مكتوبة ضد هؤلاء
البارحة الشيخ
حفظي the question was are there written refutations against these individuals and the Sheikh حفظ الله تعالى he said last night the مفتي
الإخوة عرضوا عليها أنها تطبع الرسالة في الرد عليهم فوافق على ذلك إن شاء الله تطبع
The individuals last night, there were some questions there, and they suggested that the Sheikh's Mahadara be printed,
and the
agreed to that. So the last night's lecture will be printed.
وهناك محاضرات أيضا ترجموها الإخوة.
And there are other
ترجموها التوحيد مكتبة التوحيد ومكتبة السلفية والإخوة في بريطانيا وفي فرنسا وفي إسبانيا وفي إندونيسيا وفي الهند وفي سريلانكا. في كثير أنا وصلتني كثير من الترجمات لبعض المحاضرات لنا أو لغيرنا من المشايخ الردود عليهم ترجموها بلغات حية.
الشيخ حفظ الله تعالى saying that there are previous lectures from him and of the other of the مشايخ and they have been translated into several different languages like English, French, other languages.
وأنتم أيضا.
And the Sheikh saying that they have been translated and you can find them.
أنتم أيضا مارسوا هذا. من خلال الوسائل التواصل.
And the Sheikh saying you likewise you all يعني practice يعني this as well يعني spreading information يعني these refutations the refutations of the ulama against these individuals.
You must be do something.
يعني لازم عليكم أن تفعلوا شيء. الشيخنا يقول السائل أحسن الله إليك ما نصيحتك لمن يخرج إذا سمع من يرد على داعش.
فيه مرض.
The Sheikh, the question was, what is your advice for the individual who leaves upon hearing a refutation against Daesh? And the Sheikh, حفظ الله تعالى, said that this person has a sickness.
بحاجة لمضاد حيوي.
And he needs some antibiotics.
لأن معه فيروس داعش.
Because he has the Daesh virus.
أخشى أن يتطور معه حتى يصبح معه.
And the Sheikh is saying that it may grow with this individual to the extent that it's fully, full-blown virus.
المضاد الحيوي لهذا.
The antibiotics.
مثل هذه اللقاءات وكلام العلماء.
Are like these meetings and these gatherings and the statements of the علماء. These are the antibiotics for this virus.
وانتبهوا مثل هذه النوعية لأنه يصبح معدي.
And the Sheikh is saying, be careful of these individuals because it becomes contagious.
Take care.
شيخ يقول سأل أحسن الله
هذا الثالث الأخير
ثاني
طيب نبدأ نعد من جديد هذا الأول
طيب
يلا
جزاك الله خير شيخنا يقول ما هو رد على من يسأل كيف تردون على داعش وهم مسلمون وأنتم تتركون نقتل الكفار الذين يقتحمون بلاد المسلمين The question says, what is the refutation of those who say, how can you criticize Daesh when they are Muslims, and you leave off criticizing the kuffar who invade Muslim countries? The Sheikh Hafidhullah Ta'ala, he said, is this speech correct?
No.
The Sheikh said, you raise your voices so I can't.
No.
No. I don't have answer. Already.
You answer.
هذا كلام باطل.
The Sheikh said that this is false speech.
وبطلانه كافي أن يرد عليه.
And the Sheikh Hafidhullah Ta'ala is saying that the fact that it's so false, it suffices as a refutation against it.
بلادنا الإسلامية ردت على المعتدين في المحافل الدولية.
The Sheikh is saying that.
بلادنا الإسلامية ردت على المعتدين في المحافل الدولية.
The Sheikh Hafidhullah Ta'ala said that in international conferences, the Muslim countries, refuted those individuals, معتدين, those people who are, معتدين.
ولم توافقهم.
And those countries did not agree.
ولم نفرح بهذه الفوضى الخلاقة.
And the Sheikh is saying that we are not happy with this chaos which is emanated from these situations.
ولا هذه الأمور التي حصلت بما يسمونها ب. الربيع.
Nor the situation which is emanated from what they claim to be the Arab Spring.
الربيع مورق مزهر.
The Sheikh is saying that spring, the word spring, indicates the sign of rebirth or revitalization.
عجبا لهذا الربيع المحرق.
The Sheikh is saying, this is a strange spring. They call it Arab Spring, but it's been brought nothing except destruction.
زهوره أشلاء ودماء.
It's growing is nothing but killing and bloodshed.
رائحته الأشلاء.
And its smell is dead bodies.
والحرائق.
And burning.
أي ربيع هذا؟
What kind of spring is this?
هل يوصف الجليد؟
The Sheikh saying حبيب الله is جليد or ice.
بالنار المشتعلة.
Is it described as being a burning fire?
أو يوصف النار المشتعلة.
Or a burning fire, is it described as
قطعة ثلج
being a piece of ice?
هكذا قلب الحقائق.
Like this, they have reversed the realities.
والمحرقة.
It's something which is burned.
وليس الربيع.
It's not a spring.
لم نوافق هذا.
And we don't agree with this.
وقام وحصل ما حصل. فانظروا ماذا حصل.
And the Sheikh is saying, حفظ الله تعالى, what happened took place, and look at the end results.
في كل كثير من الدول حصل هذا الربيع.
In many countries, the quote-unquote Arab Spring happened.
وارجعوا للخارطة التي ذكرناها لكم.
And the Sheikh is saying, remember the map where he told you, the previous map where this fitna was taking place.
وهناك أماكن لم يحصل فيها هذا الربيع.
And you see certain places where this ربيع didn't take place.
إذن هناك أشياء تراد أن تفسد بلاد الإسلام.
And the Sheikh حفظه الله تعالى is saying that there are those things that are wanted to bring about the destruction of Muslim countries.
الأعمى يراها.
So much so that the blind person can see it or see them.
والأصم يسمعها.
And the deaf person can hear it.
أما يقول تردون على هؤلاء وهم مسلمون.
And the question when he said that you refute Daesh but they're Muslims.
نرد سؤالك عليك.
The Sheikh is saying we bring your question back to you. We return your question to you.
لماذا يقاتلون أهل الإسلام؟
Why do they kill the people of Islam?
ويدعون أهل الأوثان.
And they leave off the people of who worship false.
هل رأيتم تواجد لهم في إسرائيل؟
The Sheikh حفظه الله تعالى, he said, do you see any presence of them in Israel?
هم على الحدود.
يعني there at the border.
أبدا.
You won't, you haven't seen.
لماذا؟
Why?
الجواب عندهم.
The answer is with them.
يمارسون قتل أهل الإسلام هم, أما هم فمقالة المفتي البارحة أشك في إسلام هؤلاء.
They practice the killing of Muslims, and the Sheikh saying regarding them and their Islam, like the Mufti حفظه الله تعالى said last night, I doubt their Islam.
والمستفيدون هم من يتحصل على النفط أو غيره من عندهم بمبالغ زهيدة.
And those individuals who benefit from them, يعني داعش, are the individuals who buy oil from them at a very cheap price.
وإن جعلوا غطاء في قتالهم ومن هناك تصريف لما يحصل منهم.
The Sheikh is saying, even
الله
they,
أعلم.
They made their cover of their killing, يعني, and they benefit from here and here. Allah knows best.
أما هذا يقول تركت هؤلاء وتتكلمون على هؤلاء, نقول يا كذاب.
And for the individual who claims, he says that you refute these individuals, but you don't say anything about the kuffar who invade Muslim countries. The Sheikh's response is, oh, you liar.
يا كذاب.
Oh, you liar.
أنت تعلم أنك كذاب.
You know that you are lying.
لأنك تعرف أن كلامك غير صحيح.
Because you know that your speech is not correct.
والجميع متفق على أن كلامه غير صحيح.
I know everyone here is in agreement that this person's speech is not correct.
هل اتفقنا على الإجابة؟
Have we agreed on the answer?
لا.
No.
يعني هل قبل أن نجيب قلنا أجيب بكذا؟
يعني the Sheikh is saying before he answered, do we all agree that the answer would be such and such?
هل قال أحد لكم قولوا كذا؟
Did anybody say to you say this?
لكن لما سألتكم كان جوابكم واحد.
But when the Sheikh asked you to begin with, all of your answer, it was the same answer, it was one.
وهذا يدل على أن الباطل تنكره العقول السليمة.
And this is proof that باطل or falsehood, يعني those sound minds and sound intellects, يعني refute it or reproach it.
دون أن يكون بينها اتفاق مبطن.
Without them having some sort of secret agreement upon the answer.
أين السؤال؟ أين هو السؤال هذا؟ أين هو؟ رميته؟ ها؟ عيد السؤال.
What is the refutation of those who say how can you criticize Daesh when they are Muslims and leave off criticizing the kuffar who invade Muslim countries?
You are a stupid. And we don't have answer for stupid because you don't understand. Ajib. Tarzim.
ليس عندنا جواب لأحمق لأنه هو أحمق لا يفهم أصلا.
أنا آسف على هذه اللغة لكن أحيانا هم يفهمون هذه اللغة.
The Sheikh said he apologizes for this type of language, but sometimes this is the language that they understand.
هذه المحاضرة.
This lecture.
أشد عليهم من صواريخ التحالف.
The Sheikh is saying that these types or this lecture is more dangerous upon them or more harmful upon them than the missiles that are being dropped upon them from the allied forces.
لأنها قصف للأفكار.
Why? Because it's a battle, it's a missile strike against an ideology. شيخنا يقول السائل أحسن الله إليك إذا جاء شخص تأثر بمثل هذه الأحزاب وجاء إلى مسجدنا في بريطانيا ونصح وهو خطير على المجتمع هل يجوز لنا أن نبلغ عنه الشرطة أو السلطات ولو كانوا كفار الشرطة مكتوب الشرطة
لا هي بالسلطات الشرطة
سلطة ولو كانوا كفار ما توجيهكم بارك الله فيكم
لا بأس بها.
The question Sheikh حفظه الله تعالى before I say his answer the Sheikh was asked if an individual who has been affected by these Daesh and likewise ideologies and these groups, if he comes to our masjid in Britain and he was advised and he has a danger upon the society, is it permissible for us to inform the police, even if the police are kuffar? What is your advice regarding this issue? Barakallahu feekum.
لا بأس بهذا.
The Sheikh Hafidhah Allah Ta'ala, he said there is no problem with this.
وهذه فتوى مشايخنا.
And this is the fatwa of our mashaykh.
في القتال.
With regards to القتال.
أن إذا كان هناك مسلم اعتدى على مسلم.
If there is a Muslim who has transgressed the bounds of another, the rights or the bounds of another Muslim.
فاستعان بكافر ضرره على الإسلام أقل من ضرر هذا المسلم على المسلمين.
And if they seek the help of the kuffar who's evil.
كما حصل في جواز الاستعانة لما أفتوا بالجيش الأمريكي ضد صدام حسين.
The Sheikh saying if they seek the help of the kuffar, which is a less of an evil than the evil of this dangerous Muslim or this Muslim who has transgressed, there's no problem in that. And just like what Saudi did with regards to the evil of Saddam Hussein.
لو أنك وجدت شخص معه هيروين.
The Sheikh حفظه الله تعالى said if you find an individual who has heroin.
أو كوكايين.
أو كوكايين.
أو حشيش.
أو ماريجوانا.
لا الحشيش غير ماريجوانا.
هاش.
الهاش غير ماريجوانا.
ويد.
فأراد أن يفسد مجتمعك.
And this individual, he wanted to ruin your society or your community.
ويأتي للمسلمين في تلك البلد ويعطي أبنائها.
And he comes to the Muslims of this particular locality, and he gives drugs to the youth of this locality, the Muslim youth of this locality.
تبلغ فيه السلطات أم تسكت؟
Would you inform the police or would you remain quiet?
أم تقول لا ما أبلغ الكفار على مسلم يروج مخدرات بين المسلمين؟
Or would you say no, I'm not going to inform the police about a Muslim who is spreading or selling drugs amongst the Muslim youth?
ما رأيك؟
The Sheikh said, what is your opinion?
يبلغ ولا يسكت؟
God, should he inform or should he not inform? Should he be quiet?
حماية.
The Sheikh said, يعني this is protection. By informing, this is protection.
لو أنه معه مرض معدي.
If he has a contagious disease.
AIDS.
For example, AIDS.
وبين المسلمين.
And he's amongst the Muslims.
وهو مسلم.
And he's a Muslim.
وبيتزوج بنات المسلمين.
And he wants to marry a Muslim woman.
وانتو تعرفون هذا معه فيروس.
And you know that this individual has this virus.
تنصحون ولا ما تنصحون؟
Do you advise him getting married or somebody marrying him or do you not advise?
هذا معه فيروس داعش.
This individual, he has the Daesh virus.
لابد تبلغ فيه.
And you must inform the authorities.
ولك أجر إن شاء الله.
And inshallah you get the reward.
لأن خطر العقيدة أشد من خطر الشهوة.
And the Sheikh حفظه الله تعالى is bringing a very important point. He said the danger related to aqidah is more severe than the danger related to الشهوة or desires.
يبدو أنكم لا تعدون الأسئلة. واحد اثنين ثلاثة بعدين تعدون من جديد واحد اثنين ثلاثة.
هذه
ثالثة. قلنا ثلاثة.
هذه ثالثة.
متأكد؟ طيب يلا ابدأ من جديد. لكم طريقة في الحساب أنا لا أعرفها.
يقول هل هو من منهج السلف أن الشخص الذي ليس بعالم أن يجادل الخوارج أو يناقش الخوارج؟
بالإنجليزي.
The question is asking, حفظك الله تعالى, is it from the minhaj of the Salaf that a person not from the scholars to debate the Khawarij?
No.
لا.
لماذا؟
Why?
إياكم مجالسة أهل الأهواء والبدع فإنها ممرضة للقلوب.
And the Sheikh حفظه الله تعالى is bringing a narration from the Salaf, beware of sitting with the people of bid'ah and desires because it is a sickness or will bring about sickness to the heart.
إني أخشى أن يغمسوكم في ضلالتهم.
Because I fear that they will, يعني, dip you into their falsehood and their misguidance.
أو أن يلبسوا عليكم ما عندكم من حق.
Or they would distort the truth that you have. They would distort it for you to the extent that it becomes distorted.
الخوارج في عهد الصحابة لما خرجوا.
The Khawarij during the time of the companions when they revolted.
ناظرهم العلماء.
The ulama were the ones who debated them.
ابن عباس هو اللي ناظرهم ما كل ما اي واحد راح لهم
ابن عباس he was the one who debated them not يعني just anyone
فلا تغتر بانك تعرف تكلم وترد
and the sheikh is saying don't be deceived by the fact that you may have the ability to speak and refute
ممكن يجيك عدوى داعش
يعني maybe you will be affected by the contagious disease of داعش
تصبح مصاب بفيروس داعش
and you will be affected or afflicted with the virus of داعش
نعنهم نعاني من فيروس داعش حقيقة
because we suffer from the virus of داعش
internet
from the internet
Twitter
Facebook
WhatsApp برامج التواصل
يعني these social networking programs or social network programs
شيء عجيب
a strange affair
وصعب انك الآن تمنع وصولها للناس
يعني it's very difficult for you to prevent these يعني things from reaching the people
أحيانا تجد نفسك في مجموعة
يعني for example you may find yourself in a group
من أضافك؟
يعني who put you on this? Who added you to this group?
ما تعرف.
You don't know.
تفتح الذين في مضافين.
You look at the people who have added you to this group.
ولا اسم تعرفه.
And you don't recognize not even one name.
ثم يبدأ طرح شبه أفكار أنا أستفيد لا تستفيد أهرب فيروس داعش.
And then the Sheikh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala said, you will see things posted on this group that are strange things, affairs that may be doubts with regards to Aqidah. The Sheikh is saying that the individual should not read this thinking that, okay, I can benefit. Rather, the Sheikh is saying, يعني run, escape from the virus of Daesh.
تجد بعضهم يرسل مقاطع فيها اعتداء الكفار على المسلمين وفيها أشياء مؤلمة وفيها جراحات. وفي المقابل مقاطع لهؤلاء ذبحوا كافر قتلوا كذا فيشعر أنها نوع من ردة الفعل لا ليش هذا صحيح
The Sheikh is saying that an individual for example he may watch a video which shows like the oppression or يعني some of the things that the kuffar the evil things that the kuffar have done to the Muslims and then this individual sees another video clip where a Muslim is killing a kuffar and it يعني incites certain emotions in this individual the Sheikh is saying no Don't even watch these things.
هذا ليس فقط في الشباب حتى البنات حتى النساء الآن.
The Sheikh said that it's not يعني popular just amongst young men, even amongst the women.
لأن هناك أيضا مجاهدات.
Because there are those يعني what are called مجاهدات.
هم يسمونها مجاهدات وأنا أسميها مفسدات.
And they are called يعني they call themselves مجاهدات. The Sheikh said that he calls them مفسدات.
لأن فرق بين الجهاد والإفساد.
Because there's a difference between jihad. And ifsad or corruption or spoiling
مجاهد
or ruin.
مفسد.
يعني there's a difference between a mujahid and يعني a person who fights in the path of Allah and a mufsid, a person who brings about destruction and ruin.
امرأة يخرجونها من زوجها ويجعلونها تذهب إلى سوريا.
يعني a woman, يعني they bring her from her husband because she wants to go to Syria.
أقنعوها أن زوجها مرتد.
They convince her that her husband was a murtad or an apostate.
وتذهب وتتزوج هناك.
She goes and she gets married. She goes to Syria and she gets married from one of them over there.
مرتد ما له عدة على طول زواج.
يعني the sheikh say مرتد يعني.
هم يقولون هكذا.
They say مرتد يعني a woman.
هو مسلم هو مرتد.
A woman who has left a مرتد يعني she has no عدة period. So as soon as she gets to Syria she gets married على طول with no عدة period.
وهناك أماكن للنساء عندهم التي يقتل زوجها تأتي لهذا المكان. ونذرا أنفسهن للمجاهدين يأتي يختار أي واحدة وتزوجها والوالي هو اللي يعقد له أمير داعش.
And the Sheikh is saying that they have specific places for women if their husbands are killed in war. يعني they go to this place until another fighter can come and see them and marry them. And the wali, their wali, is يعني the leader of داعش or one of their leaders.
استحلال الأموال والأعراض.
The Sheikh is saying this is استحلال or making halal wealth and also أعراض. يعني أنا
ممارستهم ممارسة خبيثة 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 لا تستطيع أن تصفها لولا أنهم لم يرسلوا هذه الصور والمقاطع الذي هم يرونها شجاعة وقوة ولكن في الحقيقة هي فضح لهم أشد من أن يوصفوا.
The Sheikh is saying that the words cannot describe their evilness and the despicable actions that they do. And the Sheikh is saying even if they didn't spread these different video clips of themselves, they wouldn't even be able to describe the evil reality of themselves.
I think 2 hours enough. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وبارك الله فيكم.